from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I guess we're going to get our first look at Daniel Jones, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, I want to think that this matters, but I know that it doesn't. And whatever happens in this game outside of him being injured really won't have any impact on how I feel about him and this team going into the regular season. But I will say, in seeing video of him this year, and we're going to hopefully see him up close on Tuesday, he looks better than he ever has.
It's because of the beard.
Is that what it is? The beard?
Well, you have a beard.
I know, but I mean, I'm just talking physically.
Well, physically, it looks big. He looks stronger.
Bigger and stronger, yeah.
But he always has been that way. I mean, you know, when he came out of college and when I first got up close to him, I didn't realize just how big he was. And, yeah. You know, he has all the physical attributes that you want in a quarterback. He's big. He's strong. He's athletic. He's got a powerful arm. He's got all of those things that you can see and you can check off the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that he also now has is he has this injury bug. And that, unfortunately, is going to, you know, be with him. That's part of his career path. And once again, he has an opportunity now to take the team and show the team that he's willing to become, dare I say it, more like Josh Allen. And when I say that, I don't mean by running the football. I mean by leading the football team, being the engine, being the energy. And, you know, he's got a guy like Malik Nabers who brings instant energy to a team. And that's a good thing because he hasn't had somebody like that at the beginning of his career where he can really have a profound effect on this young man's career.
Yeah, you know what? I see it differently. He's never going to be Josh Allen. He's never going to be Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Drew Brees, any of those guys that were natural leaders, that were outspoken. He can't be that, but he's got the best resource right in that building almost every single day in the guy that he needs to be, and that's Eli Manning. Now, he can't be Eli Manning because Eli Manning was an Iron Man and Daniel Jones would be the exact opposite of that, but Eli Manning was able to be a great player in a Giants uniform and not nearly be the outspoken leader on the team at any point of his Giants career. It was always somebody else. Now, there's been other quarterbacks that are that way. Kirk Cousins, both in Washington and Minnesota, had a little more juice than Daniel Jones, but really wasn't that same personality like a Josh Allen was. He's just not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.